We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. Wojo in East Lansing tonight for Mark D'Antonio's press conference at 6:30. So we'll give you updates on that as soon as we get them live. I know Hatchett will be all over Twitter as we can get comments and maybe any questions that he wants to answer, whatever it may be. We'll have all that for you. So we have a half hour to just sit here and kind of continue to digest the news of the day, which is, of course, Mark D'Antonio has announced he's stepping down as Michigan State's head coach after 13 seasons. That, of course, comes 40 minutes after DebtNews.com posts a story about Curtis Blackwell and his attorneys accusing Mark D'Antonio of multiple NCAA violations. Okay, I want to make sure that we're very clear on that. So the question is simple. If you do want to respond, if you have your own theory, your own thoughts right now, what do you make of this? And what do you expect to hear come 6:30 from Mark D'Antonio in East Lansing? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text at 97136. And for me, I can't ignore the timing of all of this. You know, and I know we can talk about the bonus, and he stayed, the retention bonus, in which he got $4.3 million just a couple of weeks ago. We can talk about signing day being tomorrow. I think the biggest thing that I haven't been able to really accept and just gloss over, it is the 40 minutes between DebtNews.com releasing the story about, hey, you know what, multiple NCAA violations. That's what D'Antonio's being accused of. And D'Antonio sending out, you know, the tweet and essentially blindsiding Michigan State, everyone in the athletic department, players, you know, et cetera. To me, the timing of it reeks of something else is going to come out. And if you actually read the story, and I'm, you know, you guys have been working, okay? I have all day to prep for the show and get ready. So I did the job for you. If you read the story at DebtNews.com, specifically, there are a couple of different instances in which Curtis Blackwell and his attorneys are alleging that Mark D'Antonio, again, violated NCAA rules. One being that Curtis Blackwell went with Mark D'Antonio off campus to meet with a five-star recruit in the Metro Detroit area. That, of course, is against NCAA rules. Mark D'Antonio denied that. He did say that he went on the trip, but Blackwell remained in the car while D'Antonio went in the house. You can believe it, you cannot believe it, whatever it may be. But the other piece that I found interesting, if you read the story, is Blackwell and his attorneys have released information that was supposed to be sealed. And Blackwell's attorneys came out after they, quote unquote, accidentally released some of this information from the 5.5 hour deposition that he had. And they said, oh, sorry about that. We didn't mean to do that. And they ended up, you know, being able to close it back up and get the paperwork back in their hands. But it was after some media members and writers were able to get their hands on it and able to put that information out there. So if they're already doing that, that leads me to believe that, you know what, the only thing that remains sealed as a part of this 5.5 hour deposition from Mark D'Antonio is what? The part about Austin Robertson. That is the only portion left of this deposition that really applies to this story and really could potentially be a bombshell. And I gotta believe that whether it comes out eventually, organically or legally, or whether it's leaked out there by Curtis Blackwell's attorneys or somebody behind the scenes, there might be something in there or something that went on with these NCAA violations that's really going to expose Mark D'Antonio. And to me, it's something that he wants to at least get out ahead of and walk away from so that, hey, he can have his press conference tonight at 6:30, but he doesn't have to answer the really difficult questions. That's what I wonder. And to me, if it's not that, fine. if it's not this, you know, big, crazy, you know, unbelievable story that's going to come out, and there's all these layers to it, and D'Antonio was a cheater, and D'Antonio, you know, he had bad morals in bringing Austin Robertson in, fine. If that's not what's going on here, and I actually do believe that that is what's going on, the only other plausible explanation, at least for me, is that Mark D'Antonio pulled a Bo Ryan. If you remember several years ago, okay, Bo Ryan, the former head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team, right? The season had just gotten underway. I think they were 5-10 games in. Maybe we can go back and look at that if you want, okay? Bo Ryan retired abruptly. I think it was the middle of the week, actually, as well. Because of what? He wanted Greg Gard, his lead assistant, his friend, his guy, to get the opportunity to take over for him and continue on with the program that Bo Ryan built. And if Mark D'Antonio, who has been very stubborn and hasn't been willing to change or hasn't been willing to fire, you know, any of his coaching staff, if this was his last act of loyalty and defiance and wanting maybe his buddy, you know, Mike Tressel potentially to get an opportunity as the head coach, that is the only other plausible explanation I can come up with as to why it happens now. A few weeks after the retention bonus, day before, you know, National Signing Day, and bam, surprises everyone. Is if Mark D'Antonio just, you know what, I got to give my guys, my staff, my friend Mike Tressel an opportunity to be the head coach. Do a Bo Ryan, Greg Gard transition where Michigan State, because of the timing, wouldn't be able to go out and get the head coach that they want, and Tressel would get a year to prove that maybe he's worth it. To me, those are the only two plausible explanations as we wait for Mark D'Antonio to speak up in East Lansing. But what do you guys think? What do you make of this? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got ticket text up the wazoo at 97136. Let's go to the phones. We can talk to Tony in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Tony?
Hey, I was just thinking, Valeni was saying something is missing. What if Blackwell has some kind of settlement with Michigan State, all the lawyers involved, and lawsuits all of a sudden disappear, but the one condition is D'Antonio retires right now?
I don't think that that would be a major thing that Blackwell and his attorneys are trying to accomplish. I think Blackwell just wants his money. I don't think he really cares about D'Antonio losing his gig.
Okay, that was just one thing I was thinking about. No one mentioned it, so I just wanted to bring that up.
I hadn't even thought of that either, Tony. I appreciate the call. And I would be stunned if that were the case. You know, but look, all of this news that is coming out, leaked portions of the deposition and information that clearly Mark D'Antonio doesn't want to be released, and it does make you think, okay, well, Michigan State might have been wise to just pay Curtis Blackwell $1 million or $2 million to go away a couple of years ago. It really does. You know, you get that sense. That why let it get to this point? Why have to sit down for 7 hours and have this deposition and drag it out, you know, when Michigan State could just simply give him the million, $1.5 million, $2 million to just go away? And then you don't have to deal with character assassination. You don't have to deal with he said, she said, you know, that. Again, the leaked portions of the deposition that, you know, are coming out, maybe it would have been smart to do that. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow, because if you're paying somebody off, it makes it look like you're guilty of something, but that might have been the pathway to go down. Now you're here, and now Blackwell and his attorneys, while, yeah, they want to make sure they get their money, it certainly seems like they want to try and drag Michigan State, the athletic department, Mark D'Antonio, and the football program through the mud. And this is what you end up with. But what do you guys make of this? Mark D'Antonio going to speak about 20 minutes from now, assuming that it starts on time. These things never really do. I think personally, there's more that's going to come out, whether it be the NCAA violations, whether it be a leaked portion of the deposition on Austin Robertson, more information. I think there's something more there. That's my opinion. The only other explanation for me is, if D'Antonio didn't do anything wrong, he wanted to somehow give his coaching staff and you know, his guy, Mike Tressel, an opportunity to be the head coach, to take over the program. He didn't want an outsider. These coaches are as stubborn as can possibly be. That would not surprise me, assuming D'Antonio didn't do anything else wrong.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.